Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's bring on a guy who represents the Ricky Sanchez
organization
and is extremely knowledgeable in basketball. Right here from WIP, our program director, Spike Eskin. Hi, Spike.
Angelo, what is wrong with you? I can only imagine if when I came to work in the morning, people called out sick, and I yelled at them and blamed them for being sick. All of a sudden, eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich gives you the flu. I didn't know that before. I'm glad to be informed that of your show this morning.
All right, hold on a minute, Spike. So yeah. You're saying if somebody constantly called out, I don't know, for example, like Big Daddy Graham, that at no point.
Okay, I get your point.
There we go. That ended quickly.
No, but Mike, let's go to the moment just before the game where they report that he's got a new medical issue. Didn't you go, what the heck? This guy's, it's always something with this guy. Didn't you think that?
Angelo, in the last 6 years, we've seen six broken feet on Sixers players. We've seen an allergy that causes surgery and almost causes death. We've seen a fractured back. We've seen a general manager who got fired because he couldn't control himself on Twitter. The fact that the center was sick was really not that big of a surprise after the last 6 years. So it's disappointing, but you could see it as soon as he came out late to warm-ups. You could see it on his face. Embiid is usually smiling, usually has a ton of energy in warm-ups, and you could just tell there was something wrong. It's frustrating, but I don't know that I can blame the guy for having the flu. I don't know how he's supposed to prevent that, you know. If he's sick, he's sick.
All right, if Spike Eskin is brought to you by Mealy's Furniture, the styles you love for last. Spike, I'm asking every call today. I got to ask you. There was a horrible loss. Blame somebody for me. Would you please point the finger at someone?
So I think if it's on somebody, I think that game's on Tobias Harris. The thing is that his position on this team right now is to hit open threes. Like, he's not a particularly high usage player on this team, and his one skill in that starting lineup that they're supposed to take advantage of is to hit threes. And he had a really big one that was wide open down the stretch that he missed. I think he was 2 for 13 overall. And if I was going to put it on one Sixers player, I think I'd put it on Harris. And also, he was given some shots. I said he's not high usage, but he was given some shots in pick and roll through the game as the ball handler, and he didn't have much vision. I didn't think, I thought he probably forced some things. So if I'm going to pick one guy, it's Harris.
All right. So obviously, when this is over, hopefully not soon, there will be a decision made. Do you try to sign both free agents, Butler and Harris? Do you try to sign one, or do you not sign any? I've always sensed you were not so much in the Butler camp. But I know that you changed at the end of last week. Would you rather take Butler now over Harris?
There are so many questions. I know you don't like I don't knows, but I think there are a lot of questions on both sides of everything. I think one of the things that you have to think about, and this was exhibited pretty clear in last night's game, is that when Butler is doing what he did last night, you sort of don't even know what the use is of Ben Simmons on offense. And I think there are things that you can do with him, but I think it's easier for Harris to play with Simmons offensively than it is for Butler to play with Simmons. But I don't know that Harris is a, $38 million a year player either. So, everybody was talking about both, but I really think it'll come down to one or the other.
All right, but you truly have come around on Butler, right, Spike?
I think there's a case to be made on both. Butler has played incredibly, absolutely 100% incredibly. But when you talk about five-year max contract for a guy, you look at Kyle Lowry last night, and he's, a couple years older than Butler. And imagine if that guy had 3 years left on the deal. Or you look at Chris Paul, who looks like a shell of himself, who's got 3 years left on his deal. In a perfect world, you give Jimmy Butler that money for 3 years rather than 5 years. He has played great. But there is absolutely no question that he went, 6 weeks refusing to shoot a three-pointer this year. He's 30 years old. He's got a lot of miles on him. I think he's been great. Absolutely, he's been great. But I don't think you can totally let that sway you in what you're doing in the off season. But I want to reiterate, he has been a model citizen. He's taken shots when he's needed to. He's not forced it. He's played great defense in this series. He's been much better than I expected in the playoffs.
All right. Now, Al, I've never been good at giving the other team credit.
Okay.
Would you acknowledge that?
For sure.
When my team loses, I never look at the other team and go, man, they got some amazing
players.
There is
no other team on the field.
However, I am going to, Spike, it's 91-90. There's just over a minute to go. And the Raptors have the ball, and Kawhi's got the ball. And I'm going to just play what happened. And I want you to tell me what your emotion is in that second, all right? Because this was a rather remarkable situation. Listen to this.
Raptors up by one, one timeout left. Simmons pressing up on Leonard.
Let's see, that one
switches. Fires a long one.
Oh, my.
Kawhi not.
What a pressure shot.
Because I was thinking right there, Spike, we're toast. What was your thought in that moment with that play by Leonard?
I died a little bit inside. That's not what it is. The guy right now, offensively, just as sort of like an isolation scorer, is as good as I've seen in my life. Like how he's playing right now. I remember Michael Jordan very well. Have lived through the entire LeBron James experience, but the way he is scoring right now is something that I've never really seen before. I think Ben Simmons has done a good job on him. You know, he's there all the time. Leonard turned the ball over a bunch last night too, but when he's scoring, I don't know that I've ever seen anything like it.
All right, and Leonard's unrestricted, right, Spike? Anybody can bid and get him. Right?
Yeah, he's unrestricted, but
because I would really like him if it's okay with you.
I love him. He would be great to have on this team, but he's. I don't think he's coming here.
He's going to L.A. Is that the word?
Clippers. Yeah, I think he's going to Clippers. I think that makes the most sense.
All right, Ben Simmons is taking some heat today, Spike. He doesn't like to shoot the ball. In fact, he's only shot in the paint one time in the entire series. Give me your assessment of Ben right now.
Well, he's sort of doing what he's being asked to do. They are, because of how well the Raptors defend him, the Sixers have put the ball in Butler's hands more on offense. They're running a lot less of what they did with Simmons all season long. I do think that they need to use Simmons as a screener on offense more, and I think that'll give him more opportunity instead of just sort of standing there. And I think there are opportunities that he has to be aggressive on the break. But by and large, this is sort of the problem they have in the fact that this team did not play together very much, is that finding out all the different ways you're going to play, like all of a sudden they're playing a completely different way on offense than they played all year long. So to expect Ben Simmons to know exactly what to do and expect Ben Simmons to, you know, all of a sudden turn into a pick and roll big man, I think is probably expecting a little more than is possible. I do think, you know, he shot three free throws in four games. That's not enough. You know, he's big and strong and fast, and he gets mismatches a lot. And I think he probably needs to pick and choose his spots to take advantage of those. But I'm not as upset with Ben Simmons as everybody else is.
All right, Spike. Very measured takes from Spike Eskin. No shock there. But Spike, finally, and this one is either a yes or a no, an in or an out. Here it is. Spike Eskin, who is going to win this series?
The Sixers are going to win this series.
Wow.
Nothing yesterday changed my mind on that. The Sixers have more shot makers than the Raptors do. I don't think the Raptors have a leader. I think the Sixers are going to win that game tomorrow, and they're going to win it in six games.
Yeah. We have just seen the final victory by the Raptors in the postseason. Spike Eskin, check him out. I like it, Spike. Thank you, pal. All right, there's Spike Eskin and his take on it, Alan.
It's a strong take.
No, he always has a very moderate view of what happens. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to me because his father, Al, who I would have thought, you know, his father never has a moderate view.
I'll take the kid.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.